I have a handout. I've only got 40 copies, but my phone number is on it, so you can call me if there are any questions that you don't get answered. But what I'm going to ask you to do tonight is the biggest problem that we face, if we can stop Northern Pass, one of the most easy ways for us to do it is to do it by getting the Senate to approve our bill, and Bob wrote it, House Bill 648. It was approved by the House of Representatives 317-51, which is just about the largest majority of a controversial bill, certainly since I've been there. I mean, we approved bridges and stuff like that and name roads, but this was controversial, and there's no question in my mind, and there shouldn't be in yours, that this is controversial. What the bill does is it stops the use of eminent domain for an electric transmission project that does not involve system reliability. Now, the Senate wanted a definition of system reliability. I objected to it because I felt that system reliability is something that's decided either by ISO New England, ISO stands for Independent System Operator, or at the federal level by FERC. FERC stands for the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission. Now, if you go on the web right now, you'll see that this project has been ruled as elective, not required for system reliability. New Hampshire actually produces or can produce 4,000 megawatts of power. It uses, on average, 1,250. The maximum it has ever used is 2,300. So you can see we've got a huge margin here. And you can also look at New England. New England uses, as a whole, about 27,000. That includes Massachusetts and Connecticut, as well as the three little states up here. And we can produce 29,000. So it's not needed either for New England. And that's probably the reason why ISO New England ruled that this project was elective. Many of you who know me know that I will support free enterprise, but I don't believe that the government should get involved in trying to help companies do something that its citizens do not want. So I'm hoping that you will talk to your senators. Now, the handout I have will tell you how the senators voted to re-retain House Bill 648. It was a 14-10 vote for re-referral. And when pushed hard about system reliability, we got the Public Utilities Commission to write a definition which more or less says, you know, to keep the lights on. That's what system reliability is all about. So it was included. There was an amendment, but that apparently wasn't good enough for them. I believe that if you speak to your senators, or to senators, not because our senator is Senator John Gallus, he's already on our side. You'll see from the voting record that he's definitely with us. Up here this weekend is Senator Sanborn. He's in Pittsburgh, but he's with us as well. So, I can't read any of this. Excuse me. We have only tourism left. Hopefully we're going to change that. But right now, in this area, all that's left is tourism. So if you're talking to a senator, you can say, Well, we've lost our manufacturing base. We lost the logging industry, a lot of it. We've lost the dairy farming industry. All we have left is tourism. And now you want to take that from us, too? Hydro-Quebec claims that this is a green project. In other words, it's renewable energy. Well, you couldn't dam, if the Romaine River were in the United States, you couldn't do this project. The EPA forbids it. So, and one could ask if PSNH is involved, if they're considering renewable energy, why aren't they replacing their coal plant at Bow? That's 438 megawatts. That's way under what this is producing. They're advertising 1,200 jobs. How many of those are going to go to New Hampshire workers and for how long? Well, some of you remember back in the 80s, there was a company called New England Transmission. It's now part of National Grid. They were originally going to come down the ridgeline of Trask Mountain, where I live. And a bunch of us got together and fought it, and we got it pushed into Vermont. In Vermont, it was 42 miles, and in 42 miles, it only passes two buildings, two, both of which were and still are boarded up. So it wasn't going to affect anyone. They claim, Northern Pass claims that there's going to be a lot of tax benefits. Well, what they don't tell you is that those tax benefits could easily be offset by the fact that people in the country have tax assessments which have what some people are calling a view tax. Well, we have no view tax in New Hampshire, but the method of appraisal of a piece of property goes up considerably when the view is there. And I can tell you for an absolute fact that if your property has this view appraisal added onto it, then you can go to your selectman and get it removed if all of a sudden your view disappears due to power lines. I don't think they're very pretty. The other thing that a lot of us are worried about is that this is maybe the first step. If you get a power line approved, will there be another one? Well, it'll be a lot easier for them to put a second one in once the first one is approved. So I'm going to ask you people, if you want to do something that would really help, contact senators. And I've got a list of them here, and I've got the place that you can go on the web to get their telephone numbers and their email addresses. Some of them are going to send you back something that says, well, you know, we read it all, and they'll know. Believe me, they'll know. Well, we're going to make sure that they know. So I beg you, please contact your senators. They're going to vote in January. We have plenty of time, but we need to keep the pressure up and help defeat this thing. Thank you very much.